to allow for asylum seekers who arrive to the UK by unauthorised means to be deported to the African nation. In his judgment, Lord Reid explained why.
The changes needed to eliminate the risk of reformant may be delivered in the future, but they have not been shown to be in place now. The Home Secretary's appeal is therefore dismissed.
The proposal was considered a central part of Rishi Sunak's pledge to stop the boats crossing the English Channel. Our political editor is Beth Rigby.
It will increase the anger from the backbenchers led by Suella Braverman that the government is failing on the immigration policy. And now the Prime Minister will have to think, what does he do next?
The Prime Minister says the next steps will now be considered and that this is not the outcome the government wanted. Elsewhere, the Israeli military says its precise and targeted operation against Hamas in the largest hospital in Gaza is continuing. We're unsure about the focus because those inside say there's fighting going on, while Israel says it's delivered humanitarian supplies. The rate at which UK shop prices are rising has fallen to its lowest level in 2 years. The Office for National Statistics says it dropped to 4.6% last month. The new Health Secretary says she's an optimist and acutely aware of how the strikes have disrupted patient care. Victoria Atkins says she's committed to dealing with NHS action. The British Dental Association wants the sugar tax expanded into other products, not just soft drinks. A study claims the measure has significantly reduced hospital admissions for tooth extractions for children. And Andrew Flintoff says he's realised how special cricket is to him. The former England captain's been named head coach of the men's Northern Superchargers in the 100. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Faye.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, the weather today is beautiful, a lot better than yesterday. It was awful, that rain, so much rain. 11 degrees today, though, sunny and a moderate breeze, and you've got the sunshine out there in Brentwood at the moment, looking glorious, and it will remain dry for the rest of the day.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. I hope that you're having a lovely day so far in this little bit of sunshine that we've got, just a little bit of wintry sunshine out there. A nice day to go for a little walk if you fancy. There's some lovely places like Thames Chase. You've also got Butterfly Meadow, plus Worley. You've got all those beautiful places. Go and see the Gruffalos. They'll still be there, won't they? Nice little walk in the woods. It's nice today on a day like today. The ground will be maybe a little bit slippery and there are some leaves about, so just be careful. Just be careful when you're walking around. I always get a bit nervous when I'm walking on leaves for some reason, and it'll be quite muddy as well, so make sure you've got your proper boots on. Now I'm going to be talking to Sylvia Kent. It's book club today, and she's going to be chatting all things books at 11:50. And then our guest today is Andrea Miles, who is an author, astrologer and spiritualist medium, so I'm really looking forward to chatting to her as well at about 11:05. If you've got any questions about being a spiritualist medium, anything like that, do get in contact with the show. You can send me a message on Messenger and I'll put that forward, or you can do a little voice note and I can play that out on the show as well. So do let me know. Or any questions about possibly being, how you can get into being an author, what you need to do, different groups that you can join and things like that. So that's all you can ask, all those things. Thames Chase. Oh, I liked it. I love it there. I love Thames Chase. Didn't even know it was there. I really didn't know. Oh, thank you to Eat My Brunch and Francesca Spiteri about the wonderful support for Butterfly Meadow, offering bereaved families and details of their walk at Thames Chase on December the 3rd. Details of upcoming events at Thames Chase can be found on their website, which is all the W's, thameschase.org.uk. There we go. Yes. I didn't even know it was there. Do you know what? Isn't it amazing? You look at places where you can go and then you just find some amazing places that are literally on your doorstep. I mean, literally on your doorstep, you don't know about. There we go. I don't know, I'm holding my face while I'm talking this morning. I don't know why I'm doing that. Let's start with some... shall we play this? Yeah. Yeah, let's do this. Come on. Chumbawamba. It's called Tub Thumping. I didn't know that. Here we go. Ready? Here we go.
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
That's what we need on a Wednesday. Not knocking you down, just get up again.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, we're going to have guests soon. Can't wait to talk to Sylvia Kent about the book club. And we've got Andrea Miles, who's an author, astrologer and spiritualist medium. Looking forward to having a chat with her and finding out about her books. And also about her work as an astrologer, because she's written books on that as well. And a spiritual medium. Lots and lots to chat about. That'll be coming up at 11.05 with Sylvia coming up at 11.50. I think we should have some morning music on the show. I love my new music. And I think I'm going to play Skyuka. Now this track is out now and it's called Birthday Song. Beautiful.
Intoxication knocks the walls that take so long to build. It's letting the night unfold. It's helping a friend grow old.
You could have kept me in the dark. You should have left me in the dark. But you left me in the glare of the love, the loss, the lies. Next time it's your birthday, I'll remember to get in line.
10 o'clock, the warning signs are slowly creeping in. Slowly they infect the night, this full moon night.
Your birthday, I'll remember to get in line.
And I know I've only got myself to blame.
And I know I played a part in this game. Looking back, I wish I said a million different things. You put me on the spot, I can never second guess you.
she left me in the glare of the love, the lust, the lies. Next time it's your birthday, I'll remember to get in line.
A beautiful song, and that is Skyuka. And I'm just going to grab the guy's name that's singing with her, because I haven't got it to hand, but I'm just going to have a little look and let you know the guy's name. Can I find it? It's on my I should have actually, it's not, it doesn't say on the actual file I've got there, but I know that I mentioned his name yesterday, and very, very good he was too. Here we go. Come on Michelle, come on, here we go. It is Skyuka featuring CJ Strain. Supersaurus, this is called Let You Down.
Pardon me, could you lend a hand? Cause I can't eat, I can't sleep while I'm missing you. Mercy me, I'm a little bit of nobody. Nobody knows me like you do. I don't know why I can't get hold of you. Oh God, no, we
time is always passing by, like stars in the night. Even though we're growing old, everything that I've been told, my inner child is screaming out, and deep down somewhere inside. Press rewind, neon lights and purple skies. Go back to the start. Chasing all these memories in paradise, just you and me. I take your hand, look in your eyes, and hold you close just one more time.
FM Travel News.
All right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you this morning. Straight on to the roads. First off, Brook Street roundabout looking absolutely fine, although you do have a lane closed on the entry ramp to long-term construction on the M25 anti-clockwise at Junction 28 at the Brook Street roundabout. Expect delays down to one lane affecting traffic back onto the roundabout, and it does make it pretty busy during the rush hour. Some temporary traffic lights on Eagle Way at Essex Way due to gas main work, and also temporary traffic signals due to construction on the A128 Ingrave Road at Hogarth Avenue. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, a clear run on the A127. You've got one lane closed due to construction on the South End Ontario Road westbound at the B186 Worley Street, and delays of 5 minutes easing on the A127 South End Ontario Road at junction of the A127 and A128 between Halfway House roundabout. Average speeds down to about 15 mile an hour. Heading up to the A12, no issues there. Right the way in to Chelmsford. More traffic and travel in an hour. Loads more coming up on the show. Plenty more songs as well. I'm going to throw in to the mix. What's this? Ooh. Oh, yeah. Just looking. Just a little message come through. I'm just going to check what that was. I just have to. I've got my nice perfume. Do you know what? I bought some really cheap, dirt cheap perfume. All right. It doesn't smell like dirt, although I do love the smell of dirt. You know, like fresh dirt smells lovely. I bought this really cheap perfume, and it's really nice. There was a little set of three. And I normally have always expensive perfume. But, you know, you've got a couple you like, and there is one that I really like. I can't remember the name of it, actually. But somebody bought me a bottle of it. And it's just lovely. The smell of it, it's... I think it's Narcisco something it's called, and it's normally in a black bottle or pink bottle. It's really nice. But then I just like an everyday fragrance, you know, to wear. And I got these really, and I think they're 12 quid for three little, but they're great. They're great. They're from one of the supermarkets, the little bit upmarket supermarket. They just smell fabulous. In fact, I'm using a cleanser at the moment because I normally have quite an expensive cleanser because I always have, you know, tried to look after my skin, and I really like a cleansing balm. You put it on and it kind of oils up on your face and it takes off your eye makeup. But I bought a dupe of it at one of these supermarkets and it's ever so good. It was only 12 quid because the one I normally buy is quite a bit more than that. But it's really good. Sometimes you can get really good dupes. I was looking at buying some shampoo yesterday. You know, I went Christmas shopping. And I went to Freeport, and there was a shop that's got a load of sort of cosmetics in it, and they had this stuff, which I have used before, and it's quite expensive hair stuff, you know, because my hair's really dry, but it was 23 quid, and that was reduced, £23 for a conditioner. I looked at it, and I put it down, and the other thing was, I kept looking at it, my sister was like, well, what are you doing? I was like, no, I don't want to buy it, I can't justify it. And she said, but if you want it, why don't you buy it? And I said, no, I can't justify it, my hair's just going to have to stay as it is, a matted, dried-up broom head. Then we went into this designer shop, which is for handbags. Now, I have bought a bag from this place before, about 3 years ago, and I called him Burt Bee Bag. It's basically a bag in the shape of a bee. It is gorgeous. I love it. And I don't have, you know, I don't have fancy handbags. I know some people out there might spend hundreds of pounds. In fact, I know people that spend thousands of pounds, I can't even believe it, on handbags. I don't understand. But there are, you know, and I can appreciate a good handbag. I can't understand why somebody would pay over £1,000 or, you know, in cases, £10,000 for a handbag or more. Who would do that? Anyway, I suppose if you're very rich, excuse me, you would do that. But I went into the shop and I nearly bought a handbag that was a piano. Not a live one. It was actually in the shape of a piano and it was a crossbody bag. And it was a piano. You could put your phone and lipstick and a couple of other little bits, but it's quite small. But it was an upright piano in black and white, and it was gorgeous. And she knocked loads off, and she knocked 30% off. She said, "I'll give you this for free." And it was a designer shop, and it was lovely. And I said to my sister, she went, "But if you like it, buy it." And I said, "But I'm only going to wear it once or twice." I said, "And then it was going to go in a drawer." And I was actually really good because I thought, "I'm not going to buy it. Walk away." And I did. I did lurk around in the shop for about 20 minutes and kept trying it on. I was like, oh, this bag is wonderful. This is really unusual. And it sounds awful, but it was a lovely little, just something a bit different. And there was only one left, apparently. And it was on the reduced bit anyway, but then they had an extra 30% off. But I was really good yesterday. I went, no, I'm not going to buy a handbag. I don't need a handbag. I'm trying to get rid of stuff at the moment. But if you do go there today and you see the piano handbag, you know, treat yourself. It was just treat yourself or treat me to it. It was really gorgeous. I really, really wanted to keep it. I really wanted to buy it, but I couldn't just, you can't justify it. I couldn't justify buying a bag. It was over £100. I mean, it was less than £130. Let's put it that way. I think it was about £129 after all the discounts. It should have been £200. But again, why did I need to buy it? I didn't need to buy it. No. I could have bought it if I'd have wanted to. I couldn't justify it. Who wants a piano handbag? Oh, that's Michelle. That's practical. Here's Shakira and Beyonce with Useful Liar.
One desire.
And I think the bottom that you wouldn't worry about.
Kiss me. Is one and only.
Yes.
Beautiful liar.
Tell me how you tolerate the things that just come out of your
mouth. We'll never know.
Why are we the ones who suffer?
I have to let go.
Is gone.
Let's not kill the karma. Let's not start a fight. It's not worth.
was a shame.
And I wish I could free you of the hurt and the pain. But the answer is simple. He's the one to blame.
Bit of a check with the phone. Are you there, Sylvia? Let's see if I can get Sylvia on the line. Are you there, Sylvia? All right, okay, just testing at the moment to get Sylvia on air in the next 10 minutes, in fact. So hopefully I'll be able to get her on air in a second.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Ken. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due.
Watch my daddy in bed and tired, watch his head being turning gray, yeah. He's been working and slaving his life away. Oh yes, I know. He's been working so hard. Well, I've been working hard too, yeah. Every night and day, yeah, yeah, yeah. We've gotta get out of this place.
So that is Space. We've got to get out of this place. Coming up next, this is independent music. Emily Gray with Killing Time.
Ooh,
voice. That is Emily Gray with Killing Time. Now it is time, here now, for the Book Club. And I'm joined each month by writer, author, Sylvia Kent. She's also a journalist as well. And she brings us the Book Club each month with a wealth of interesting guests from writers, actors, sci-fi, romance novelists, historians and more. And she's also going to be given a 60 seconds of history talking about Brentwood Writers Circle, Billericay Readers Group and the Society of Women Writers and Journalists. So very good morning to Sylvia.
Good morning.
Looking gorgeous as ever. How are you, my dear?
Well, upset at the moment. Technical problems with this Zoom.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's sounding absolutely fine, so don't worry. It sounds fine.
The only thing is, I've lost all my notes.
It's the computers are against us, isn't it?
Oh, dear. Dear, never like this morning.
It can happen. So, Sylvia, tell us what you've been up to, because you always tell us about Billericay Readers, Brentwood Writer Circle, and loads more. So what's been going on?
Oh, well, just the same, except we're coming up to Christmas, aren't we? And we're all planning to have lunches and Christmassy-type things, particularly at Brentwood Writer Circle. You know that we're going into our 83rd year in 2024. Lots of new people coming to us, some with new books, and they want to learn how to market their books and talk about them, which is why we're so grateful to you, Michelle, because particularly with our new friend, Andrea, who came all the way from Leytonstone earlier in the year. And, yes, I think she quite enjoyed herself, but what a way to come to Brentwood on the train. But she is brilliant, and you're going to enjoy listening to her.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
And all the other things are going well. Billericay Readers Group, we've had a really great meeting on Tuesday. And the book we're reading at the moment is Cold Comfort Farm by Stella Gibbons, which is a very old book. She wrote it in 1930s. Something Nasty in the Woodshed is what everyone thinks of when they think of Stella Gibbons.
Yep.
But she was also one of our Society of Women Writers in the 30s, because, as you know, we're nearly 130 years old.
Yes.
At where we meet, you know, in Whitehall in the National Bible Club. And, so writing, reading, that's what it's all about.
And just to say, in this world that we live in at the moment, which is all topsy-turvy all over the place, the Society of Women Writers and Journalists, because you will remember, and even I will remember going back to when I first started working, how difficult it was for women to be taken seriously as writers and journalists, or even as going into the police force. These are things that women, where you go back at that time, women, you know, it was frowned upon for a woman to be a writer.
Yes. But the poor old journalists at the end of Victoria's reign, they had to adopt a male name.
Yeah.
You know, if they were columnists, or you had to either make up a name, use your husband's, or if you were quite well off, you got on okay. But the ordinary journalists who were operating in Fleet Street in the 1890s, we started in 1894, they had to... starve if they wanted to be writers, or adopt these stupid names, you know, male-oriented names. But anyway, we still carry on. Next year it will be 130 years, and we'll be celebrating in the House of Lords on May the 1st.
And
with lots and lots of famous names coming.
And that's with Fluella Benjamin, who people who might have watched Play School back in the, probably in the 70s, possibly the 80s, she was one of the hosts on that, and she looks exactly the same. I don't think she ages at all.
No, she's lovely. And, I can show you some lovely close-ups. But great deal of fun. And you get a big hug as well from her when you come up. So people can join us at different levels. They don't have to be fully published writers. They can come in, and we've got some chaps as well who also belong and come. And that's great. We've got lots of Brentwood people that go as well. So, join us.
Now, you said that you've lost your notes. You normally do 60 seconds of history, which could be a... you do this down to a literally on a timer. She gets it to 60 seconds. But you've had problems with your notes today.
Yes. I start off with something like 200 words and go backwards, as a lot of writers do when they have to work on their manuscripts. And I can get it down to 60 seconds. And that's roughly 172 words. Makes me sound odd, but I am odd. But anyway, I can usually do that. And today was going to be the history of the Gardener's Arms.
Oh, well, you know what? Tony Smith does is always, who does Sunday Luncheon, you know Tony. He's always doing gigs down there at the Gardener's Arms. That'd be really, because that was it. Wasn't that the same road that had that naughty place on it as well?
Indeed.
You talked about that history.
I told you about that.
Well, I think...
And there was...
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, there was a building there in about 1270, I think. And the one that you see today is a timber built. And that was about 1760. And it was a workhouse at the beginning. And then it was turned into a pub or inn, beer house, when Billericay Workhouse was built in 1840. So all the poor people there that couldn't live well, they came to Billericay, including me.
Now, for the 60 seconds of history, we will actually do that, because I think what we will do, Sylvia, is that we'll speak maybe later on today or tomorrow when I'm at home, and we'll do 60 seconds of history and we can do it later, and then I'll put it up on the website, because it's such a good feature. I don't want to lose it for a month.
And I value it because it's on page 33 of my Brentwood in 50 Buildings. And you'll see a lovely picture, and I have pictures going way back when I was doing research for the book. We always have too many photos. For a 50-building book, I think I had something like 500 pictures.
And do you know what? I know that you do these wonderful history books, and I love looking at pictures, even online, where you look at something like Brentwood High Street from maybe the 1900s, and then you're standing in the same place, or they do a picture from later on in 2023. I think it's fantastic, because a lot of the times they might do it when you've got parades and all sorts of things, and you can see all the Victorians standing around. It's fascinating.
Gorgeous. I love it. And so do lots of other people, because we get loads and loads of emails and people from all over the world who want to know about their old Brentwood and Billericay, dare I say, because I live here and I'm working on a book at the moment. It's my 14th. And that includes lots of pictures and research, but above all, hundreds of people. So we're always busy here.
Excellent. Have you got a title for the book yet? Are you not allowed to say?
I'm not allowed to say.
I'm not allowed.
And the publishers have to be very quiet about it. So,
is it coming out in? Is it January, February, March next year?
Oh no. Probably the end of 2024, I think.
Oh, excellent. So there's another book by Sylvia that you can check out. Now, Sylvia's got an amazing blog. We can check that out online, which is Blogspot. Just type in Sylvia Kent and you can find out. She interviews loads of different people. Fascinating. Go there, because it's a very, very busy blog. And coming up next, we're going to be chatting to Andrea Miles, who's an author, astrologer and spiritualist medium. I can't wait to chat. Are you going to stay? You're going to stay there as well, Sylvia, so you can join in?
Oh, yeah. Let's give Andrea her time, and you'll be very surprised. And I do not want to interrupt, and I'll be seeing Andrea at some point. Hope she can.
Okay, right. We're going to go over to the news, and then we're going to be back with more from the book club.
Thank you.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.